This is Brian Cambria with news for the Western Slope, Wednesday, June 12, 2013. As Morning Edition reported, there are some major fires burning in Colorado. The Royal Gorge fire was reported at 1 p.m. yesterday, south of the Royal Gorge Bridge and Arkansas River. It is estimated at 3,800 acres. The fire is actively burning on BLM, state, and private lands on both sides of the river. Mandatory evacuations are in effect from Parkdale to the Canyon City Water Treatment Plant north of the Royal Gorge. U.S. Highway 50 is closed in both directions from the Canyon City Water Treatment Plant to Highway 9, and Temple Canyon Road has also been closed. The Arkansas River has been closed from Spike Buck through Canyon City. The Royal Gorge Bridge and Park has been evacuated. At 10 p.m. last night, the Department of Corrections began evacuating about 900 inmates from the Colorado Territorial Correction Facility in Canyon City to other local prisons based on security levels and medical needs. There are 150 firefighters and law enforcement officers on the scene from both federal and local departments. Resources en route include various aircraft and federal incident management teams expected to arrive today. The Black Forest fire northeast of Colorado Springs was also first reported yesterday at about 1 p.m. According to the Denver Post, the blaze had destroyed or damaged at least 40 to 60 homes, a number that was likely to grow and spread to approximately 8,000 acres over a 24,000-acre evacuation area by last night. About 2,500 homes and businesses in northeast El Paso County were evacuated. Federal firefighting crews will take command of that fire today. Lightning sparked the Big Meadows fire on the west side of Rocky Mountain National Park. The fire grew from 3 acres to as many as 400 acres yesterday and continued to move northeast toward Nakai Peak. In Huerfano County, the Kilkas fire prompted evacuations, burned an estimated 50 acres, and threatened structures in the Middle Creek area west of Walsenburg near La Vida. And on the western slope, the 950-acre Tabawatch Creek fire is burning in the Uncompahgre National Forest. Although the fire is burning in a remote area, it is being managed to drive it away from private property, including 3 cabins. The Denver Post reports that State Representative Don Corum, a Republican from Montrose, plans to shut down his 4 uranium mines in the state and return the sites to pre-mining conditions, making him one of the first operators to take such action. The move came as state mining regulators are requiring that all operators submit a detailed environmental protection plan or shut down mines and reclaim the land. Corum said, quote, "It was strictly a matter of economics." His company, Gold Eagle Mining Incorporated, bought the mines in 1998. 3 are close to the Dolores River at Slick Rock. The 4th overlooks Paradox Valley in Montrose County. The sites have been out of operation almost constantly since the early 1980s. The state has given Corum until May 2014 to finish reclamation. The action follows several years of legal pressure by activists aimed at shutting down Cold War-era uranium mines that dot the Colorado Plateau, both in San Miguel and Montrose counties. Little uranium has been mined in Colorado since the early 1980s as the economics have remained in a prolonged bust cycle. Yet, companies have not had to close and clean mines because permits treat the operations as temporarily closed. The mining watchdog group, Information Network for Responsible Mining, submitted a harsh objection to Corum's request earlier this year for an extension of his permit to leave the mines idle. In a statement, the group said, quote, "These mines represent egregious examples of neglect and mismanagement and have been allowed for many years to erode their toxic and radioactive contaminants directly into the Dolores." But Tony Waldron of the Division of Reclamation, Mining, and Safety said Corum's mines were not polluting the Dolores River. Waldron said Colorado has 33 permitted uranium mines run by 8 to 10 companies. The 2 biggest mine owners, Cotter Corporation and Energy Fuels, one approval in April for another extension of their temporary cessation permits. The companies are betting that world demand for nuclear power will increase. The Associated Press reports that Colorado wildlife officials say they see no signs that hunters across the country are boycotting Colorado because of new laws meant to curtail gun violence. So far this year, big game applications have increased by 18,000 over the number in 2012. Colorado Parks and Wildlife processed 469,000 applications this spring, compared with 451,000 applications submitted in 2012. Those figures do not necessarily forecast the number of hunters in the field this fall, because it doesn't include over-the-counter licenses available for purchase in many places to in-state and out-of-state hunters. Some hunters and gun rights activists are upset because new Colorado laws require background checks for private and online gun sales and limit ammunition magazines to 15 rounds. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports that 399 oil and gas spills were reported to the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission last year, including 66 instances in which ground or surface water remediation measures were required. That's according to a report recently prepared by Jim Milne, the agency's environmental manager, who reviewed the findings with the commission at its last meeting. The report showed that 375 spills were reported by the industry, 17 resulted from commission inspections, and 6 resulted from landowner complaints. 63 had groundwater impacts, and 22 impacted surface water, although Milne clarified that the latter figure includes spills into dry as well as wet drainages. No water wells were affected. 94 cases required contaminated soil to be excavated, with 32 more cases requiring further soil remediation work. In 142 cases, the spilled fluids were recovered and no soil impacts occurred. Further research is needed to categorize several dozen spills. The 2012 total is the fourth highest in the last decade. The highest was 527 reported in 2011. During the state's drilling peak of 2008, 430 spills were reported. However, Colorado's active well count now exceeds 50,000, compared to about 34,000 at the start of 2008. More than half of last year's spills, 211, resulted from equipment failure. 65 were the result of human error, and 62 were historical, a reference to old leaks discovered during current operations. 21 were the result of vandalism, which Milne said stemmed from the unusual event of vandals opening valves on numerous condensate tanks in Weld County last year. 17 spills were caused by pit closures, 3 by pit leaks, and 2 by lightning, with 18 resulting from other causes. Milne said the data suggests that perhaps some of these are preventable, to quote Milne, as in human-caused incidents. The report doesn't break down spills by regions or counties, but the commission's website shows that last year 30 spills were reported in Garfield County, 24 in Rio Blanco County, 6 in Mesa County, and 4 in Gunnison County. The Merchant Herald reports that due to increased projections of attendance, Friday's Delta Montrose Electric Association, or DMEA, annual meeting site has been changed from the Hotchkiss Senior Center Town Hall to the Hotchkiss Memorial Hall at 175 North 1st Street. DMEA annual meeting planners began to anticipate a larger turnout based upon a high number of member inquiries, board member concerns, and a particularly controversial tone to the board election. Parking at Memorial Hall is limited, but the parking lot at the town hall will still be available and within walking distance. Shuttles may be provided for those attendees with limited mobility. Planners also decided to push the schedule back by half an hour in order to allow for the adjustment. Voters who have not submitted ballots by mail can still cast their votes as early as 8 a.m., but the business meeting will begin at 10 a.m. rather than 9:30 a.m. The meeting will focus on the accomplishments of the DMEA over the past year. Renewable energy analyst Randy Udall will speak about coal mine methane harvesting. At the end of the meeting, DMEA expects to be able to announce the results of the 2013 board election. All attendees will receive a gold-rimmed coffee mug commemorating DMEA's 75 years. And door prizes include iPad tablets preloaded with DMEA's new Smart Hub app, which gives users instant access to paperless billing, accounts management, and usage analysis, which can help them save money on their electric bills. This concludes today's newscast. For KVNF News, I'm Brian Kimbria.